There have been a couple of southern right whale calves born this season, including one in Goolwa, and a girl who's been spotted with her mum at Christie's and Selix Beach, among a number of other places. The mum's name is Christy. Whale watchers are trying to come up with a name for the baby. Photographer and nature enthusiast Barbara Martin has snapped some incredible shots this week of the pair, which we've shared on the local news page of our website. She joins me now to discuss. Hi, Barbara.
Hello.
Fantastic shots. They got so close to you. That would have been a very special experience.
It was quite magical, really. I first thought I would head off to Port Noarlunga. I went down and she was inside the reef on the Adelaide side of the jetty with her new baby, and I tried out my new big camera lens and got some lovely shots. Then she moved on to Christie's Beach and we got some lovely shots there as well. And as she sort of moved south, I followed her, had the luxury of being a retired person, so I followed her each day and taken photos. And sometimes it was so exciting that I was shaking so much I thought my photos would be blurry because it is a very, it's just a magical thing that we should never take for granted.
Yeah, and I note, because you've been following her, that she's been gaining confidence and strength as well.
Well, it's interesting because I read something the other day that somebody posted on as a comment on one of my Facebook posts, and they said, with these baby whales, they can put on 50 to 90 kilograms a day, they can consume up to 150 litres of mum's milk a day. So it's no wonder that she's growing.
Yeah. And I love the names for your photos as well, keeping an eye on what's going on around you, flipping over on your back for a rest on mum, piggybacking on mum when feeling lazy. Very descriptive. It sounds like she's been up to a lot.
Oh, yes, she has, yeah. And when you follow her each day, follow their progress, it is really magical. I believe that at the moment they are somewhere between Selix Beach and my Ponga Beach. She was still at Selix last night up near Cactus Canyon. And there were a group of people watching her. But my prediction always was that she probably, her DNA, that what's imprinted on her DNA, would tell her to work her way back around towards Goolwa. But to be honest, with the pile driving and that, because whales can communicate so well over long distances underwater, she may not do that. It's going to be very interesting to see what this mother does.
Yeah.
She may hang around the southern beaches and raise her baby.
Oh, that's
she
a good point.
She may not go back around there. Yeah.
I hear the community's working on a name for the baby. A couple of front runners, Moana and Ripple. What do you know about this and what people are keen to name it?
What I'm noticing trending in comments on my photos on Facebook is that there's a real move for her to have an Indigenous name, which I personally think would be wonderful because I've not read it myself, and I'm not sure how you actually pronounce it, but it's many people will know about. I think it's Chilbrookie's travels along the coast. It's Indigenous Dreamtime culture, and it's really good because of the places that this whale is taking her baby tie in with a lot of places that actually also have Indigenous names that we don't know a lot about. And I'm really hoping that out of respect for our Indigenous Australians, that an Indigenous name does end up with this little baby. I think it would be really just a wonderful gesture.
Because you said something about, but to me before, that there's a man who is petitioning to get a specific name in that relates to Port Noarlunga. Is that right?
There's a guy called Andrew Harrison, and he's actually set up a GoFundMe thing for a, it says, help protect a whale nursery for Port Noarlunga. Because of climate change and different things that are happening, it's very important to not just assume that this is a one-off, that this little baby was born at Port Noarlunga. So he's hoping that they can establish some sort of, like a whale, a protected area there at Noarlunga. So that is his GoFundMe one. And anyway, if anyone wants to read a bit about the Indigenous Dreamtime stories, the South Australian Whale Centre has got a feature on, I think he's pronounced Condoli, the whale man, as told by Aboriginal elders from the Ramangeri Heritage Association. So there's a lot of research resources out there for people if they want to read a bit more about that and all the whale nurseries and sanctuaries. I think the biggest disappointment for me over these past few days has been the number of people, you know, sort of, it should be common sense that you're really not going to hover a drone just over a whale or circle a whale with your boat. And those sort of things, in order for the whales to feel happy enough to have their calves up here in the Gulf, I really hope that people realise that there are specific rules and that to stop them, you know, that they shouldn't do those sort of things, because that's really put a bit of a dampener on it. And yeah. I think in a couple of instances, that has actually made her want to move.
Right.
To another beach with her baby. Yeah.
Yeah, there was a man who was arrested for allegedly getting too close as a kite surfer.
Yeah,
and I understand he apologised and didn't realise, but you can get into trouble for that. Certainly worth respecting those giant beasts.
Yes, they're very majestic. They're absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah.
And I actually think there are a few other whales around. There's been a few that they've seen blows from a couple of whales. I actually thought when I was at Selix, the other day, that I could see something further out.
Oh, cool.
Admittedly, there are humpbacks around, so it could be a humpback. But I wouldn't be surprised, because there's been a couple of other sightings where Christy has been at Christy's beach with her baby, but people have said they've seen a mother and a baby in other locations. So that's going to be interesting how that plays out over the coming days.
Yeah, indeed. Well, an absolute delight to have you on the program today, Barbara Martin. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much.